It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
It's 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mass. Thanks so much for joining us. We have Carrie Underwood tickets coming up later today. Also, there's a code. If you want to buy the tickets, but you want like the pre-sale code,
yeah,
we're going to send that out via a push notification for our mobile app. So if you don't yet have the Big A mobile app, now's a great time to get it because we'll, you know, whenever we have cool information like that, we'll let you know via push notification.
Yeah, so you'll just get the info straight to your phone and you can swipe it and then you'll have the code and you can buy the tickets and it's easy breezy.
And then all of a sudden you'll be at the Carrie Underwood show going, I don't even know
into the side of his name.
Well, hopefully you're not. Yeah, you get the idea. Anyway, so TMZ, you know, TMZ still follows people around with cameras and just yells out questions. They do. That's like their thing. They yell out questions and they try to get some kind of reaction. And they had Kris Jenner coming out of some restaurant the other day. And they asked her about Kanye West's new song. No, not this one. It was the...
Although this is a smash hit.
This is literally my favorite Kanye song ever. But no, the new one where he said that he fantasizes about his four sisters-in-law.
Yeah.
And says he would basically smash any of them and wants a bigger hot tub so they can all hang out naked or whatever.
Yeah, a little weird.
Yeah, and they asked her about that. They said, hey, how do you feel about that? And she just said, I love Kanye, which is great because he apparently loves all y'all too. And, you know, and we never actually had the opportunity to talk about it, but I guarantee that, I mean, here's the thing. It's not like Kanye West married into the ugliest family in the world.
No.
Kanye West married into a family with a lot of women who are very attractive, spend a lot of time on their bodies, at the gym, at the getting Botox, whatever, getting the makeup. I mean, their job is, they're really all Instagram models. Their job is to look amazingly hot.
I mean, Kylie's she's almost billionaire because of a lip kit.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Keeping your maintenance.
Because she's got the biggest lips ever.
Yeah.
So do you really fault the guy for saying, you know, I got four sisters-in-law that I would love to get with? I mean, I feel like any man put in that position would look at his in-laws and just go, you know, damn. I mean...
It's really weird to me.
It's weird to verbalize, but maybe not to think.
Well, yeah,
right?
To verbalize is totally different than think. I mean, people think stuff all the time that's not, you know, necessarily okay, but Christmas has got to be weird at their house.
What do you mean?
Like,
I feel any day is weird at their house.
Yeah, but especially when the entire Kardashian family gets together.
Yeah, but think about this, right? I mean, you're Kanye West, and Kanye aside, you're like, you take yourself,
not Kanye anymore.
He's going to say whatever he wants to say. But I imagine, not even Kanye, I imagine there are guys, or even women, think about this too, because women, let's say you marry a guy,
okay?
And he's got, let's say, a younger brother who works out a lot, is really hot, and then you guys have like a beach family vacation, and all of a sudden the younger brother comes out and he's like ripped and he's got like, you know, the V and the abs, and he runs out on the beach and you're just like, whoa, that is like, I love my husband all that, but my brother-in-law is super fine.
Yeah, but I don't think I would make a rap song about it.
No, you wouldn't, but you would think it, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, and you would
I
think,
can't say I wouldn't do that.
And I'm sure
totally
that there's
would.
I'm sure there's men out there who love their wives, but then, you know, they see their sisters-in-law or some other relative, you know, and they're like, whoa, that is, wow.
See, I would get worried that I would realize, like, oh my gosh, my husband's brother is hotter than my husband. And I would get really self-conscious about that. That would be my biggest fear.
You mean you as the wife would get self-conscious?
Yeah, I would think like, oh, my husband's great. And then I would realize, oh my gosh, his brother's way hotter. I should have married his brother.
Well, I should have married his brother.
Yeah.
This is why I don't have brothers.
I mean, I'm an only child, so.
See, you don't have
this
problem.
You can't get disappointed with me.
833-685-9595. Is there anyone listening? And you can remain anonymous. We don't need to know your name.
No.
And we don't care about your name. We just want to know, do you think that your spouse's brother and or sister, depending, is hotter than they are?
So your sister or brother-in-law, basically.
Well, there, yeah, your sister or brother-in-law. Or if you're just dating. Like, maybe you're dating a guy, and then you meet his brother, you go, wow, his brother's way hotter. I want to get with that. We need a bigger hot tub. 833-685-9595. Your anonymous true confessions next.
Big 8 traffic from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks for joining us today, folks. Kanye West, the other day, he released his new song, and he talked about how, he said, you got sisters-in-law that you want to smash. I got four of them, which basically is saying he would, could do the dirty with any of his sisters-in-law, his wife's sisters. And there's Courtney.
There's a lot of them.
There's Chloe, there's Kylie, and there's Kendall, and they're all very attractive. You know, that's their job. And it is. Their
one
job
of them's
is to be
a model. The other one, they're all actually
they're
kind
all
of models.
TV stars, basically. Yeah. They're all models. He said, we need a bigger hot tub. That is what we need so that we can all hang out in there. And a lot of people thought that was creepy. They asked Kris Jenner about it. TMZ cornered Kris Jenner on the street and asked her about it. She just said, I love Kanye. So she doesn't care that he wants to have an orgy with all of her children.
I mean, well put, Mark.
I mean, that's basically what it is. 833-685-9595. And while Kanye verbalizes it, I imagine there are a lot of people who find themselves in a situation where they at least think that. They go, man, my brother-in-law, he is fine. Or, you see your sister-in-law at a pool party for the first time, and you're like, whoa, my wife and her are related? Holy cow.
I feel like there would be a moment of like, wow, this family's so hot. Like, my kids are going to be hot.
Right.
I would have a gene pool excitement.
There could be that too. Or you could be like, oh man, my brother-in-law is way hotter than my husband. I really like messed up.
Did you ever feel that way about your wife? Does she have
No, my siblings? Wife's super fly. She has a younger sister, but not my stuff. She's a very lovely person.
Just great personality, but
I know,
not
I love
sure.
Her. No, we get along great. You know what? I'm going
to
stop talking.
I'm just trying to make you get
Yeah,
trouble.
No, my wife is definitely super, we're good to go there.
Good.
She, and my sister-in-law also very attractive in her own way.
So you've got a good gene pool going on.
Now, my brother-in-law, that's another story, but he's adopted, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Different
so
gene
really.
Pool.
Different
then.
Gene pool, yeah. 833, so, although he does have a good head of hair on him, I will
Which
say that.
Which you don't have.
Well, clearly he's adopted. No one in the family has hair. 833-685-9595. Tanya, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, great, Tanya. Did you marry somebody whose brother was hotter than your husband?
I did. I married a twin. And when you marry a twin, they don't look the same to you. So his brother was much hotter than he was.
Wait, were they identical twins or were they like fraternal twins?
No, they were identical. No one else could tell them apart. But when you have a twin, you always have one that has a longer face. And then you have one that has like a slightly wider face.
Yeah.
And my husband was the wider face.
And the other twin was more attractive. Huh.
Yeah.
So why did you marry the uglier twin? Why did you marry the hot twin?
Well, because I was dating my husband.
Right.
I liked that he was a little more quiet and everything.
I gotcha.
So I felt more,
So your husband had a better personality, but your brother-in-law has the better body.
No, both of their personalities suck, but their brother did have the better body. If I have to put up with a sucky personality, then I would want the hotter one.
No, you definitely, if you're going to put up with a sucky personality, you might as well have something good to look at. Hey, well, that's interesting, Tanya. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. The interesting thing about that phone call is not just that she thought her brother-in-law was hotter, but that her brother-in-law and her husband were identical twins.
Yeah.
I mean, you really talk about somebody who's picky. You have two guys who are
right?
identical, and you can still find the one thing that isn't as good on your husband as it is on his brother-in-law.
Maybe she just isn't happy with her husband.
Clearly.
Yeah.
She's not, because he has a sucky personality and his brother's way hotter.
Yeah, maybe they're going through some stuff she needs to admit.
833-685-9595. 833-685-9595. You don't have to give your name. We just want to know. Do you feel like your brother-in-law or sister-in-law is more attractive than your husband and or wife? 833-685-9595. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks for joining us today. We're talking about Kanye and the Jenners and the Kardashians and how he feels comfortable going on television and saying, yeah, you know what, my sisters-in-law, I would have sex with any of them. They're super hot. We need to all hang out in the hot tub. Kris Jenner, the mom, the matriarch of the family, was asked about it yesterday coming out of some kind of restaurant in L.A., and she said, I love Kanye.
She doesn't care.
Yeah. I guarantee he's probably thinking the same thing about her, too.
Yeah. Well, some guy called up, and he didn't want to talk on the radio, but he said that he thinks his wife's mom is super hot. He thinks about her.
Some guy called up and said that his wife's mom is super hot, and he's hotter than his wife?
Yeah.
Really?
Like his mother-in-law, which is kind of great.
That is interesting. You know what? That may happen, too. It may not just be that you think your wife's sister or your husband's brother is hotter. You may think that one of your spouse's parents is hot.
Parents are out here doing it.
When I was a teenager, I had a friend and her parents were nudists.
What?
And it was really weird because they had a two-story house. So we would hang out on the lower part of the house.
Okay.
And the upstairs was where her parents would hang out. And every time if we got too loud or whatever, they would come down in these robes and yell at us. And I remember going, why are your parents always wearing robes? And she said, oh, because they're nudists.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it really was. And then one day they were out of town, so she had a party. So there were like, 50, 60 people in the house. And we took over I got to go up to the top floor for the first time.
Right.
And we're walking around, we're hanging. I had to use the bathroom, and I go into the bathroom, and in their bathroom above the toilet was a huge photo of her mom in the nude.
What? Just hanging out.
Just hanging
above
out. It was
the
like
toilet?
It was like because they were nudists, right? So I guess, right? And it was like a younger version of her mom. It wasn't like her mom that day. So it was like her mom as a younger person, nude,
wow,
posing, and they loved the photo so much that they framed it and they placed it above the commode.
Honestly, goals.
That's your goal?
If I was hot enough to be placed above a toilet.
Things you never thought you'd hear yourself say. Yeah, no, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I went to the bathroom a lot that night. But
all the time.
It was definitely an interesting experience. Anyway, 833-685-9595.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.